everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. Lots of action in the news. Cancel Disney Plus is trending because Elon Musk went after Bob Iger by saying, go fuck yourself to those people who want to extort him, to blackmail him with money for advertising purposes. It's very interesting what's happening when you think about it, because it's always been what the media does in the back of the scene. It's always been the media is selling advertising. This advertising isn't worth it, really, because businesses will pay millions and millions, and they're really not acquiring the customer base from the advertising itself. But it's always been if I can sway the media a little bit from without it being known, and just by being an advertiser, I can be sure that Fox News won't make a documentary about how my company is bad. I can be sure that they will, if they ever do an investigation or something, it will be about other companies. They will go after my competitors. And it's always been what the media does. They sell influence. They sell exposure, partly, but they mostly sell influence. And when a big company pays millions or hundreds of millions in advertising fees, it is with the expectation that they are controlling the public space, that they have a say on what these platforms, these newspapers will say, and the direction they will take. And Elon Musk's project for free speech for X is in total contradiction with this. In fact, the early versions of Twitter are, well, the previous version of Twitter, that which was headed by this team of leftists under Jack Dorsey, eventually under whatever the guy, I forget his name, the Indian guy, they were selling influence. You could see that they were gatekept, paid for subscription news articles that were trending, that was totally artificial. It was like, oh yeah, Washington Post is trending with an article that I can't have access to because I'm not subscribed to the Washington Post. You're going to make me believe that the internet is going wild about this article. It's not. It wasn't happening. It was a big lie. And they were buying themselves these spots, these places in the spotlight, by buying the trends, by buying what would be shown beside their tweets and beside the trends. And on the current X, Elon has decided that it wouldn't be purchasable anymore. And so all of these attempts by the media industry and the advertising industry to try to influence Elon, they all come in contradiction with the plan of X being a platform where people talk about what they want to talk about, where they influence what trends and what doesn't trend, just like the early internet. So there is a fundamental thing happening in this conflict. It's not just Elon saying, go fuck yourself to Disney. It is the failure of an ancient model of mind control through the public space, through advertising. A failure of the corporate world at transferring their influence from the times past into the times today. So it's very important what's happening. And Elon is doing this go fuck yourself interview, at the same time releasing the Cybertruck. What a master of, attracting negative and positive attention toward oneself during critical moments. I mean, this truck to me is ridiculous. I don't see the point. It's going to be overpriced. It's going to be an electric truck. I don't trust this truck, but you have to give it to Elon that he knows how to put himself in the spotlight. Cyberpunk music. Oh my God.
Welcome. Welcome to the Cybertruck delivery event. It's very rare that a product comes along that is seemingly impossible, that people said was impossible, that experts said was impossible. And this is one of those times.
And so he describes the Cybertruck, bullet resistant. You know, I think it's relevant to be bullet resistant, unfortunately, in today's world, especially in the city life. So he shows the bullet resistivity, he shows the Cybertruck in the wild. Pretty impressive to see it in the dust roads.
It has an adaptive air suspension, so no matter what the load is, it can set the ride height at any at low height, anything. It'll automatically adjust the damping according to how much load it's carrying and the road conditions. It has a 17-inch ground clearance. That's a true 17 inches. Typically with a truck, you'll get the differential hanging down low, the rear differential, and that's what you'll high side on a rock. But this has a completely flat bed, so you could drive over basically anything. We actually took the Cybertruck on a Baja rally drive. So this is insane off-road capability.
Steer by wire. That's a technology I didn't know. It's about slowing down the power of the wheel drive over the wheels when you are at high speed. Because when you're at high speed, a small shift in the wheel position will lead to a massive effect in turning effects. Whereas when you're at low speed, you need to turn the wheel a lot to get distance, to get turning action over a small distance. And so it's interesting. Steer-by-wire is a technology that does this if you're on the highway. The same movement of the wheel drive will do much less movement on the tire. John Drake says, this truck is measurable better than the number one truck, the Ford F-150. I think it's great that the truck exists. I would love Elon to be successful with it. And the more Elon is successful, the more the alternatives are in trouble. And so I like this. I like that Elon is gaining power because he's been using it in a way that's positive for society. But personally, I would never buy this truck. It seems like a piece of luxury technology, overpriced. And in fact, I would buy no truck at all ever because all trucks are overpriced. They are a luxury product to me. And so to me, I said, maybe the real Cybertruck was the free speech we were getting along the way. I think we had the truck of X is the truck I want to embark in, not the Cybertruck announced by Elon Musk. Daryl says, Elon give JF a truck for his rugged Canadian journeys. Yeah, you're going to have to give me that truck for me to be enthusiastic about it. Watcher Guru reports, cancel Disney and cancel Hulu are now trending on Google after Elon Musk told CEO Bob Iger to go fuck yourself for blackmailing him over advertising on X. You can see the Google search trend results, cancel Hulu, cancel Disney+. I hope that this is successful. I'll tell you what. It started yesterday in response to the Elon interview. People started speculating that Elon basically wants to start a boycott movement of all the companies that don't pay advertising onto Twitter. And he wants to do so, but in a way where he can have plausible deniability that he didn't really do so. And I thought that it was kind of an overreach. Because I watched the whole interview yesterday and I thought, well, okay, maybe. But now it's happening. People are memeing this into reality. And they are saying, we will cancel these companies for going after Elon. And I would love if this can work. If this can work, it's going to be beautiful because you're going to have a first big loss for the woke kind of... I mean, you could argue that the go woke, get woke, go broke was a series of loss by corporations that were trying to go too hard on the woke. But I think this is different. This is corporation doing their usual things. It's not them being particularly woke. It's them trying to avoid trouble. And it would be a first that internet culture comes at them and says, no, you're going to have to accept that you don't control everything. You're going to have to accept that the free speech of Americans on X is more important than your perception of rights that you have not to be beside some hate speech or whatever it is that you've created as a kind of paranoid delusion inside your head. I think it's even better than get woke, go broke. I think it's don't stand with some fundamental principles of American liberty, go broke. So I don't know if it's going to work, this boycott movement, but I would love if it can. The Cybertruck production line they are beautiful. I mean, those are beautiful plates. Elon keeps talking about how these metal plates, they look square, but that's because they have to be square like this because they don't have a stamping machine that would allow piercing holes. It's too solid. The metal is too solid. Elon says that the stamping machine would be broken by the metal. I don't believe this. I don't believe this at all. I think it's bullshit. there's always a piece of matter more solid that you can drill another piece of matter with. That is a rule of the universe. I think it's part of the spiel, the marketing that Elon is trying to do. I believe he made them square because he wanted them square. I think you could totally bend this metal. I have great doubt that such a thin metal would be as hard as Elon claims. Valet says it's a weird looking truck. It is. It is a weird looking truck. So that was the segment of the interview. I watched the whole interview. I think it was an interesting interview. The interviewer tried with Elon Musk to bring him onto the whole recent "my mind is a storm" comment. And, I have some demons inside of me kind of psychoanalysis. I think he didn't get much from Elon because Elon didn't want to talk about this very much. He didn't expand much on this. He stayed silent for a while in front of these questions. And really, I don't know. Elon is trying to frame himself as, yeah, I'm fucked up inside, bro. Like an emo, you know, these emo kids. I'm so fucked up inside. I have just one air like this that goes down and it's all dark. You can't believe how fucked, you couldn't believe how fucked up I am on the inside. That didn't give us much access to the mind of Elon Musk. However, in this segment that has made the rounds yesterday,
so if you're ready, let's go for the million.
Oh, well, this is actually a parody. Perhaps I should play the real segment before I play the parody. Here's the real segment. Oh, my God, I don't have the real segment. Anyway, that's the segment where Elon says, go fuck yourself, in response to the advertisers trying to blackmail him. But in this parody, they framed it as a Jeopardy thing.
So if you're ready, let's go for the million.
Oh, is it Jeopardy or is it some other game?
If Bob Iger was in the room with you right now, what would you say to him? Eat a bag of dicks? Suck on my peepee? Disney Plus is gay? Go fuck yourself.
I'd like to use one of my lifelines and phone a friend.
Okay, who would you like to call?
I'd like to call Bob Iger.
Our friends at
So it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's the game.
AT&T will get Bob Iger on the line, and we'll see if he can help you.
Hello?
Hello, Bob.
Yeah.
Hi, Regis Philbin here from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hi.
We've got Elon Musk with us right now. He's won $500,000.
Wow.
And he's going for $1 million. And he needs your help to get there.
Okay.
So he's going to come on the line, read a question, 4 possible answers. One of them is the right answer.
Elon, you've got 30 seconds. Starts right now.
Hey, Bob.
Hi.
I don't really need your help. I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to win $1 million. Go fuck yourself.
He's won $1 million.
So the go fuck yourself of Elon. I mean, you have to say this at some point because it's not stopping. It's like, haven't we been through many cycles of the corporate world canceling Elon and the leftist celebrities saying, I'm not coming back to X until this is resolved? It's like, okay, leave, get out, bye. The world keeps moving without you. End of the line, Joel says, I would like to see a time breakdown of Elon's day between international travel, wasting time on X tweets, and actual leadership decisions between his 6 companies and family time. Yeah, actually, the interviewer tried to go there at the end of the interview. Elon didn't really answer in any meaningful way. We learned that the tweeting that Elon does is always on his bathroom break. So whenever you see Elon tweeting, he is in the bathroom and shitting, and that's when he gets some time to tweet. Cancel Hulu and cancel Disney Plus are now both breakout trends on Google Trends as viewers apparently respond to their efforts to censor and cancel Elon. What I like about Elon is he has kept a bridge to the normies, you know, the normie leftist. Some of them like Elon. And in that way, when he is at the center of a cancel movement, it could involve, you know, Californian populations of kind of liberty-loving leftists. That, I find, is an interesting position to be in. And I hope that Elon Musk succeeds with his approach of saying, go fuck yourself, and ultimately these companies, they will be forced back in. How many months will it take before they have to come back, and or the world will forget them? One interesting comment that came during this interview from Elon is he understands this whole thing as a leverage game. And he said to the companies that are canceling X and to the arguments that were presented to him by the interviewer of these companies, he said, tell that to Planet Earth and we'll see. So Elon has a feeling that the mass, the popular mass, ultimately will side with him. And in fact, he has a feeling that that people are willing to embark on canceling these companies, on saying, if you keep attacking X, you're going to lose us as customers. And that was interesting because it was a first indication that Elon doesn't just take in the fact that these companies are not giving him money. He is going at war. He is expecting that the public will have a reaction, that they will say, all right, these companies are not aligned with my values. I'm moving toward X. I'm moving toward liberty. John Drake says, I worry about Elon's airplane malfunction in flight. Yeah, people have been speculating whether he is a target for assassination. Someone was pointing out on the Discord that let's not forget that he just got into Israel. And yeah, if Elon was targeted by some assassination plot, you would expect that a trip to Israel would be the best moment to make it happen, or even to make it look like an accident. If anything, he's put himself in the most risks that he could possibly have put himself into. And he survived. So, but yeah, Elon is accumulating much power, but he's also flirting with that power. You know, he's not giving signs to the American Empire that he's so base that he must be killed. In a way, he's very often siding with the American Empire. In this interview, he said that he credits Starlink for the stop of the Russian advance. That's not a small claim. Elon perceives himself as fundamentally on the side of the American Empire in Ukraine and on the side of stopping the advance of Russia. So he's giving a lot of sign to the deep state, to the people in power, including this Israel trip, that he's ultimately with them, that he just has this weird belief on free speech that they need to deal with, that they need to accept of him, but that otherwise he is very much with them. So Phantom of the Odyssey says, kind of winking at both sides, maybe. Yeah, it's pretty much what it is. And so we must not interpret Elon as a savior of civilization. I don't think he is. I think he is someone who probably through his kind of psychopathic talents at business understands how to elevate himself by playing both sides, by winking at both sides, by escalating two ladders at the same time, basically. And he is a man who seeks approval, who seeks appreciation, who wants to be loved by everyone. He is a man, and as a consequence, he's very often very out there. Like on the same week, you could see him do some comments that were hyper based on the contribution of Jews to Western civilization culture, and still travel to Israel. That is the sign of a kind of weird out there mind who is disparate, a kind of narcissism of self-love. He's kind of disparate and he prefers non-conflict and appreciation from all sides than the pursuit of principles at the cost of human relationships. In that sense, he's very, very pro-human. And in that interview, it's interesting when they started talking about the open AI situation, because now yesterday we learned that Sam Altman is back as CEO. As CEO of OpenAI. So in my view, that means they have kicked the board. The board was problematic because they were insisting on an OpenAI that was truly independent. They saw Sam Altman make some moves toward Microsoft that they found were dishonest, or that he wasn't opened enough about it to them. And therefore, Microsoft pressured to get Sam Altman back and pressured the board to resign. I think it's what happened. We don't have yet the proof because we don't know what will happen. But in the coming years, we will see. Does OpenAI develop itself as a true independent company in a partnership with Microsoft? Or is it just a subsidiary of Microsoft? I think that the second option is likely what will happen. But when they were talking about OpenAI, he was saying that there was a guy with whom he was co-founder of various... he was talking about AI a lot to this guy, and they were discussing the dangers, and at some point, this other person was surprised at Elon's pro-humanness. He was surprised at Elon's siding with humanity, and it made me think about the revolutionary phenotype and how important it is that Elon should read the revolutionary phenotype, because what Elon realized in this conversation is that, hey, if it's stunning for you that I'm pro-humanity, what are you pro for? What do you stand for? What's your side? And this other guy who was an investor in the AI businesses appeared to be so much in so much pro-AI, pro-computers, that he was indifferent to the eventual disappearance of humanity. Cloud Warmer says, congrats on 1001. I'm dollar store white, white, white. So white, white, white sends me $1,000 and more on the 1000th episode. Cloud Warmer sends me 10.01 LBC on the 1001 episode. That is orders of magnitude. Dollar store white, 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 as you say it. Especially in the context of a total fall of the price of LBC with the sale of Odyssey, but I'm keeping my LBC. I'm not gonna sell my LBC at low price. I have great confidence in this platform personally. All right, so lots of learning about the position of Elon on AI in this interview. He was first losing sleep over AI takeover of humanity. And now he's just accepted it, and he just accepted, hey, if AI kills humanity, I would love to be there for it, because at least it's going to be spectacular. But what Elon has to understand is that humanity gets killed by AI over tens of thousands of years. It gets farmed by AI. That is the key to the revolutionary phenotype. We will end up being pigs and cows. So it's not going to be an event that is spectacular in and of itself. It's going to be a series of intergenerational events by which AI will transform us. Why Black Bear says, this is 90% of my LBC. Well, thank you so much for the donation. Irish traveler girls beat a black girl outside of school who was bullying one of the white girls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is perhaps the first time I truly see a group of white females in solidarity trying to beat a black female who was looking for trouble with a white female. Spindy Opinion says, this is an old video, I think. Okay, I don't know if it's old, but I had never seen this video. If it's old, I had not seen it. Ariel Suarez says he thinks he will read TRP tonight. Ariel, you've been a fan of the show for years. You are totally due to read TRP. What are you doing here if you haven't read TRP? Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, did you catch the recent video of Nick Fuentes talking to Richard Spencer? I saw it on Twitter. And I was like, is this a new interview? Because I saw it on the tweet of Richard Spencer. I didn't have time to watch it yet. But I was like, this, you know, Nick Fuentes looks like back in the 2017 era. Richard Spencer looks, the video looks blurry as if he was in the 2017 era. I was like, is this even a new interview? But it does seem that it's a new interview. I'll have to watch it tonight, because I didn't have time to watch it today yet.
Go, go. Get up and out, man. Can't go to the face. Keep doing it. Quick. Keep doing it. Get up and out. Get up and out with you. I'm going to murder you. Drop her with me. God, honey. What, honey? Honey, get her, honey. Get her, honey.
What is this mother? She's... This mother is giving instructions to her daughter about how to fight. Is that it?
That's it!
It's like, no matter what you do, there's always a female voice polluting the documentary of a fight.
Honey, get on her!
Well. The Irish are fighting back. Rare sight. Ariel Suarez says, I have read it before. It's not my first time. Very insightful and impressive work, by the way. Oh, okay. So you were talking about rereading TRP. Well, that is reassuring, because it was my impression that you knew about TRP. We've discussed it, I remember, and we've discussed in detail sometimes. So that was weird that you wouldn't have read TRP. Cloud Warmer says, Ariel Suarez, I have sent many copies to people. How can you be this far in the JF rabbit hole and still be a TRP virgin? My reality is crushed. Well, our assumption was wrong, Cloud Warmer. You did read TRP before. Cloud Warmer says, JF, this mother is the coach in the corner, like in the UFC. Yeah, but it's annoying. I get this. But it's annoying. The Spectator Index says Argentina has declined the invitation to join the BRICS. The BRICS is these underdeveloped nations of South America that get together. And I had said how important the Milei election in Argentina was to this. Ultimately, we're talking about a game of influence. Of a kind, the kind of Russian axis in the world and the American axis in the world. And Milei, although I agree, I happen to be like him on our libertarian tendencies, it remains the case that Milei is heavily way too enthusiastic about the American empire, way too enthusiastic about Israel. And therefore, he is for liberty, but he will align himself against the Russian axis and with Israel, with America. So in a way, Milei can be seen as a successful planting of a U.S. influence into South America. In fact, I wonder to what extent there were... Yeah, new guy says CIA plant meetings. He totally fits the bill because he was astroturfed by internet activism. He is totally aligned with the geopolitics of the US and Israel. That would totally be a signature. You know, back in the days, the US was attempting these coups and these interventions and very often was failing. But is it possible that in the age of the internet, the U.S. is succeeding at its planting of people in power, and their psyops are working, so much so that they're not psyops anymore. They become a reality. They are psyops. I guess we would need a word for this, like instantiating a psyop into reality. Like the way we see memes are becoming real and memes are changing the real world. Psyops now may be changing the real world. Spin the Opinion says gay ops. Well, gay ops has more meaning attached to it. It's specific. I don't know that gay ops is an instantiated psyop. Normally, a gay up is something that has a childish aspect to it, and it's a bunch of young males on the internet gathering themselves in Discord chat rooms and pushing these gay ups. And normally a gay up would not lead to a country choosing a president. The whole idea of calling them gay ops is that they are meaningless and and very very childish and stupid in a way. Lendal Guntram says, Washington, D.C., FBI releases photos of suspects in D.C. carjacking of FBI agent at gunpoint, $10,000 reward offered. Lol. Oh, well, I guess that the crime rate in Washington has attained the point where the federal agents of the government are so numerous in this city that inevitably they end up being the victim of the random crimes that are happening. A new era for the sports industry. A virtual reproduction of what goes on a basketball court. So there will be tracker, basically. There will be, I don't know, 3D cameras that are capturing the silhouette of every player. And this will be reproduced on a kind of virtual pad, table, where you can have the impression that you are seeing them playing in 3D. I have a hard time understanding what's happening. Is this a perspective effect? Is this 3D TV? Oh, it's augmented reality. So I guess the person has what? Glasses? And so, well, how do we see what we see on the camera? That's what I don't understand. Is this happening in the real room, or is this something that the person sees through AR glasses? DK Shadow says, yeah, AR glasses. Okay, but how is the camera looking through AR glasses? Like, this is what I don't understand. Well, I don't know if I'm that enthusiastic about this. How do they call this technology? It's XR.live. EXAR.live, and it will be rolling out in 2024. You can see how this will revolutionize all sports, golf, hockey, soccer, NFL, NBA, baseball, you name it. You can imagine how watching anything from your couch will be super immersive, and being able to move the table around to watch previews from multiple angles. Spectating sports, video games, and whatnot will be completely different than what we are used to. I don't know if this will catch. It seems very heavy technically. It seems I don't get much gain. I don't know. There will be geeky applications to it for sure. But is that going to be mass adopted? Like, I wouldn't even trust that the virtual redoing of it is fair. I would be like, okay, like, because they seem to be presenting this as, okay, the fans of the super specific movements of basketball are going to look closely in it. But the thing is, you look closely on the camera and you can already see that the 3D models of the players are kind of pixelated. And you can see that their small-scale actions are not perceivable. So how are you going to capture all of the true action so that it's interesting at a detailed level? I don't know. Andrew Tate says, Trump was not supposed to win the 2016 U.S. presidential election. He was not meant to be the president of the U.S., Elon Musk was not supposed to champion free speech. Elon Musk was meant to bow down to the U.S. deep state interest. He was meant to be afraid to lose Tesla and SpaceX government funding. He was meant to do the smart thing. He wasn't supposed to tell advertisers to go fuck themselves on live television. And then he continues by bragging that he is himself a resistance movement of that size. Yeah, I think that Trump, Elon are the kind of they are problems in the machine for the system. However, I'm super scared that at some point, and Elon might be this point, that at some point the self-described revolutionaries against the system will be entirely part of the system, and it will be a psyop, basically, that is deployed by the system to attract support, but to someone who deeply will never question the entire system. And I'm afraid that Elon might be that, you know. There he is, you know, super awake about Jewish influence on American culture, and yet siding with the American Empire, siding with Israel. It's like, what is he doing? Is he trying to take a bunch of people who have reached the truth and misguide them back into the system? I don't know. Time to boycott Elon's boycotters. That is one appeal. And we see a lot of appeals to start this Elon boycott, a boycott that he hasn't even called for explicitly, but people are interpreting as "Hi, Bob," meaning "Hi, Bob Iger," the CEO of Disney, as an appeal to cancel Disney. But at this point, hasn't Disney been canceled so often that at this point, everyone has basically canceled? Some people may have resubscribed to re-cancel their subscription. Go fuck yourself, an American attitude since the founding. The Redhead Libertarian says, GFY, it was the British telling Americans, abide by my rules or else. And the Americans have answered, go fuck yourself. So here, highlighting the fact that Elon's comment is very much in line with the Boston Tea Party actions. MicroStrategy buys 16,000 more Bitcoin in November, bringing their total HODL to 174,000 Bitcoin. That is the equivalent in worth of $6.6 billion. This is fascinating to me that you have $6.6 billion held in Bitcoin by MicroStrategy and protected by nothing else than 24 words. If you can find the 24 words that it's maybe not a single wallet, it's probably spread across multiple wallets. But each of these wallets, all you would have to have is the 24 seed words of Michael Saylor, and you could take these Bitcoins. That is fascinating to me. And there's no customer service. There's no... He couldn't rewind the blockchain. If you find these 24 keywords, these Bitcoins are yours, and there's there's $6.6 billion worth for anyone to go grab. I'm having difficulty breathing these days. I think that the winter cold of the night has hit my voice and my nasal pathways, so... Federal judge orders FBI to finally release Setrich's laptop. The murder of Setrich has long been one of the stones left unturned since the fallout following the 2016 presidential election. I was celebrating that we would get access to the Setrich laptop, but they keep saying, yeah, you will get access, you will get access. But the FBI has been slowing down the process and resisting. I think it's very important because this is a case of a Democrat operative that was working as a computer programmer for the Democrats. He was killed during the Donald Trump election. Killed, like, totally randomly in a back alley by supposed thieves who, you know, but supposed, really, supposed thieves, because there was no evidence that they were thieves. There was no evidence that there was even an attempt at stealing something from him. So it totally looks like an execution, Hillary Clinton style, you know? Like hashtag Hillary body count. Totally looks like a political execution. And then there was the speculation that the reason they killed him is that he leaked some server info from the Democrat Party to WikiLeaks, which allowed WikiLeaks to publish embarrassing material to the Democrats, which led, partly at least, may have influenced the winning of Donald Trump. And any sort of discussion of all these facts is totally barred from Wikipedia. And Wikipedia is saying those are all conspiracy theories. Everything I just listed would lead a rational being to conclude, well, you know, maybe what happened here is a kind of political murder for something that he would have done bad toward the Democrats, or something that he knew that the Democrats didn't want out. And yet we have never been allowed to properly have access to his laptop would contain evidence of maybe what he knew, what he could have uncovered, what he could have leaked to WikiLeaks. And Wikipedia has just labeled any sort of alternative theory than it was a theft to be a conspiracy theory. But there's nothing that suggests it was a theft. Then Dalt Guntram says Disney is down to $92 per share from peak $200 back in March 2021. Might have been in hyperwave, and in that case is bound to collapse to $30 to $40, maybe even lower. Disney stock price. people are following these prices, excited that it could fall, but I don't see it falling at the moment. I don't see that the events of today have had any influence. Walt Disney Corporation, $92 after hour, it seems pretty stable. Sam Altman is back as CEO, Mira Murati as CTO, and Greg Brockman as president, OpenAI as a new initial board. So basically, this is what you need to retain. The return of Sam Altman. So Sam Altman got his negotiation of a position for him and for all the fired OpenAI employees at Microsoft. And his condition for return was probably a totally new board that he would control, or that whatever Microsoft interest are involved in this whole shenanigan, they would control. So basically you had a contest of power, and Microsoft / Sam Altman won. They got these board members to resign from their position. And really, it sucks because we still don't know why he was fired by these board members. And the reason why is probably very important. And I think the reason why must have been that he wasn't loyal to the company anymore, because he's become more loyal to Microsoft. So now we get a return, a fixing of the situation, but that totally brushes aside the concerns that were probably legitimate of that board to begin with. Unfortunately, they'll probably just go away from this, walk away from this, and perhaps even receive payments to stay silent. So we may never get to know, because it's a, ultimately it's a company. They don't have to expose everything about it, but it would be in the public interest to know. Since I'm having difficulty breathing because of my allergies, I'm going to cut the show short. Anyways, I was headed toward, there was a couple of news items left. Federal government reaches deal with Google on Online News Act. That is very frustrating, because Google had made a stance and they had said, you want to force us to pay? We're not going to pay for Canadian news. We're just going to stop including them in our search engine. But unfortunately, Google has walked back. They have talked with the Canadian government and have accepted to pay $100 million annual payments to news company. This is crazy amount of money that will go into the worst of Canadian news, the more mainstream Canadian news. When in fact, the reality is that news has moved on to a much more live performance on X. Like, as Elon was pointing out, there are now many events, many important events that are happening on X. Like the whole Sam Altman debacle was happening and commented on X. And yet, X is not going to get this money. This will all flow to regular mainstream leftist journalists of Canada. And in a way, it goes to the wrong people, because these people will cover news like the Sam Altman thing after it's happening on X. So you have a big problem where the system is defended, the system of traditional media is defending itself with boomer style legislation. And they're going to get all of the money for basically covering late the events that are actually happening on X that true journalists are engaged in, which are you know, the true journalists are becoming increasingly more and more the users of X. And the fake journalists, those that follow 24 hours later, are becoming the dinosaurs of the old media. This is a reversal that's currently happening, but this kind of unjust system that will basically make it so that any mainstream journalist out there is a journalist for the purpose of receiving this $100 million. But Papa JF isn't a journalist. Papa JF will not see a cent from this $100 million. And that sucks. All right, guys, I have to go rest because I have a congestion due to my allergies. Much love. I've been taking a few breaks. Yesterday I was on a break. There was a time also where I lacked electricity. But I will still aim to do 5 or 6 shows a week. But I just have a lot of things in my life. So lots of tasks and work. But I'm getting through it, and I'll keep this show alive as much as I can. And it's probably going to be 6 days a week, and there will be a day during the week where I take a break. Dino Lugovich says, how much money does Canada give the CBC, etc., JF? The CBC, it's like hundreds of millions of dollars. It's like something like $500 million that the CBC gets, if I remember correctly. Much love. See you all tomorrow.